In high school wrestling around the region last night, it was Atlantic Cam defeating Red Oak 66-9. Also, Lewis Central downing Atlantic Cam 37-27. Lewis Central beat Red Oak 63-9. Creston defeating St. Albert 78-4. Creston down Southwest Iowa 64-12. And St. Albert beat Southwest Iowa 42-24. Kemper Catholic, a winner over Coon Rapids Bayard 45-16. Trainer beat Kemper Catholic 42-36. Kemper Catholic over Griswold 48-28. Trainer beat Coon Rapids Bayard 48-30. Trainer over Griswold 54-30. And Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Griswold 47-12. Glenwood beat Harlan 66-12. It was Tri-Center over East Mills 41-31. AHSTW beat East Mills 51-30. East Mills over Tri-Center 30-27. East Union beat Exira EHK 39-24. Logan Magnolia, winner over Audubon 78-3. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 54-20. Logan Magnolia over West Monona 63-16. Riverside beat Audubon 60-24. Riverside over West Monona 48-33. Audubon beat West Monona 30-23. Southwest Valley, a win over Nottoway Valley, 42-21. Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley 75-0. And Southeast Warren downing Nottoway Valley 72-12. Also, Woodbine beat Clarinda Academy 40-30. And Missouri Valley over Woodbine 48-25 in high school wrestling last night. In high school boys basketball play last night, it was Clarinda Academy in overtime over Sydney, 58-52. East Mills beat South Page, 87-27. Heartland Christian over Nishnabotna, 65-61. Stanton defeating Essex, 73-55. In girls basketball last night, Essex over Stanton, 55-39. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian, 58-20. Sydney over Clarinda Academy, 70-9. South Page beat East Mills, 42-39. Underwood over Thomas Jefferson, 57-42. Bowyer Valley beat Whiting, 54-35. The weekly girls high school basketball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union out late yesterday afternoon show Waukee on top this week in Class 5A. In 4A, Harlan remains the number one ranked team. Lewis Central dropped out of this week's poll. In Class 3A, Mediapolis is top rated with Shenandoah number 7. Kemper Catholic is 10th and Red Oak is 12th in the poll. Also in 2A, Unity Christian is on top. IKM Manning stays put at number 5. Panorama is at number 7 in this week's poll. And in the small school poll, Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame remains top rated with Fremont Mills staying put at number 4. Exira EHK remains 5th rated this week. Bedford is in at number 9 in this week's poll. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women hit a school record 19 three-pointers in a 102-99 victory at Northwestern. That was the Hawkeyes' 6th straight win as they improved to 8-1 in the Big Ten and 17-3 overall.
We shot the ball well from every area, 57% from 2, 68% from 3, and keep in mind, we shot 28 threes and shot 68% from 3, and we were good from the line, 85%, so we shot the ball everywhere really well, and we needed to because our defense wasn't there and our rebounding wasn't there today.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Melissa Dixon led Iowa with 29 points. She was 9 of 10 from three-point range.
They were really worried about Beth down low, so they were kind of cramming in the paint a little bit, which spread everything out and kind of got me some open looks behind the three. And then my teammates, just as always, just did an awesome job finding me.
Allie Disterhoff finished with 22 points. Bethany Doolittle also had 26 for Iowa. Whitney Jennings added 16. Dixon had 21 points in the first half as Iowa shot 64%, including 14 of 19 threes in the first half of last night's ball game. Hawkeyes will visit first place Maryland in women's college hoops coming up on Sunday. Well, top-ranked Kentucky is 20-0 for only the third time in school history following a road win against struggling Missouri. Andrew Harrison scored 15 points and twin brother Aaron added 11 to lead the Wildcats to a 69-53 win over the Tigers. The Harrisons scored all of Kentucky's points during a 10-2 run that pushed the Wildcats ahead by 14 midway through the second half. Missouri has dropped 6 straight for the first time since 2006. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops last night, it was number 3 Gonzaga beating Portland 64-46, and also Ohio State ripped number 16 Maryland 80-56 in Columbus. Duke junior guard Rashid Suleiman has been dismissed from the team. Coach Mike Krzyzewski said in a statement that Suleiman has been unable to consistently live up to the standards required to be a member of our program. Krzyzewski didn't give any details as to what standards or conduct Suleiman failed to meet, but a university spokesman said that Suleiman remains in good academic standing and is expected to finish the spring semester. Suleiman was averaging 7.5 points, 2 rebounds, and 1.8 assists this year, coming off the bench in every one of Duke's games. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says senior forward Aaron White still hopes to play in Saturday's game against second-ranked Wisconsin. White has not practiced this week after suffering a shoulder stinger in a loss at Purdue.
Obviously, we want him in the lineup. He wants to be in the lineup. You know, and I think, you know, there's probably a good chance he's going to try to do something. Now we'll see what happens when he gets out there. But again, we won't know, you know, until. You know, if he's going to play Saturday, he'll probably try to practice tomorrow, I would think.
McCaffrey says the final decision will be made by the doctors.
If the doctors decide that, you know what, there's a lot of risk here, he could probably play, but there's a huge amount, then we wouldn't play him. You know, if they can put a pad on it and say he's going to have, you know, a little bit of discomfort, he can go, then he'll go. But, you know, he'll have to be cleared.
Senior center Gabe Olushanye has been nursing an injured ankle suffered in practice this week, and the Hawks must get ready for a Badger team that hammered them by 32 points last week in Madison.
So we got to do a better job defensively. We got to do a better job offensive execution. We got to do a better job on the glass. You know, we got to do a better job, taking away the three. You know, they shoot it so well. But, I mean, offensively, we were as bad as we've been, I thought, in that game.
McCaffrey says he hopes the home court makes a difference in this game.
It will impact the game in a lot of ways. You know, our energy level defensively, and especially, you know, if we're shorthanded in any way, I mean, it'll be very helpful. But ultimately, we have to go out and execute better than we did the last time.
Iowa's 4-3 in the Big Ten, 13-7 overall coming into that ball game. We'll have it for you tomorrow live here on the radio. It's an early game, 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. NFL officiating chief Dean Blandino says the inspection of the footballs by referee Walt Anderson before the AFC Championship game was handled properly. But Blandino also said the process of checking the footballs and security surrounding the inspections will be enhanced for Sunday's Super Bowl. As the league's investigation into the Patriots' use of underinflated footballs moves along, Blandino made it clear that the officiating crew for New England's win over Indianapolis did its job. As Blandino put it, officiating is not a part of the investigation. And Tom Brady's cold continues to be big news in Phoenix as the Patriots and the Seahawks gear up for Sunday's Super Bowl. The Patriots quarterback still sounded congested when he said Thursday, "I expect to be 100% on Sunday. I'll be ready to go." He participated fully in practice on Wednesday and said he felt a lot better on Thursday. On the Seattle side of things, running back Marshawn Lynch actually made some comments to reporters. In short, he simply said he's got nothing to talk about. He left after his mandatory 5 minutes. In actual football news, Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says the referees will use hand signals to indicate clearly when normally eligible receivers check in the Super Bowl as ineligible, a technique the Patriots have used in the postseason. Carroll spoke about conversations that he had with league officials after Seattle and New England reached the Super Bowl to get an understanding about how those players would be identified. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.